to Ask Us Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. I'm here today with Brandon Brown. You're the second person this week to choose Running Up That Hill.
I think Stranger Things is the greatest show on TV.
Really?
I love it.
That's a bold statement.
You know, it's just my opinion. It's not theology. I believe it for myself. You can believe your own thing. But I as a child of the 80s, like I was into so many of those things that it connects with me on such a deep level.
So you were not disappointed by the most recent season?
I really liked it.
I think they
did a great job of setting up like an Empire Strikes Back moment where they sort of lose, but like it's setting up, there's some stakes to season 5.
How many, have they said how many seasons they're going to do?
This is the last one.
So there's going to be one more. Then it's done.
Yeah.
You think 11 lives?
I hope so. Because I really, really like her, but I also would be totally fine with her blasting herself into the Upside Down and she and Mike build a cabin there and just hang out, just the two of them.
Just get away from it all.
Yeah.
We'll just be the king and queen of the underworld.
I mean, aren't there days that you wish you could just escape this reality into an alternate reality and just kind of leave it behind? Never?
That's actually a really interesting question, because I don't know if I've ever... Because I'm not really one to be like, all right, well, if Trump gets elected, I'm going to move to Canada or whatever. You know, it's like I never really make those threats. It was interesting because I actually want to do a segment on it one of these days, because I saw a Reddit thread. There was a very sincere Reddit thread of asking, and a subreddit for like the Wisconsin subreddit, and it was someone asking people who live up north in like up north, the North Woods of Wisconsin, like, yeah, what is it like for you? What is it like to live here? What do you do in the winter? Blah, blah, blah. And there was there's a lot of responses. The one that stuck out to me was someone who said, I moved. I'm from here. I moved away and I came back. And one of the things I realized is that everywhere you live, there's problems.
Yeah, 100%.
But at least my family's here. And he said, he's like, you know, there's not a lot to do. There's all the things that you can kind of think of. But it was just interesting of this fantasy of somewhere else will be better. But then you get there, because it's even like I feel like this country often we throw Finland and the Nordic countries up as these like where healthcare and there's so many social like goods that are provided for you, and or if you live in the Mediterranean and it's so beautiful and stuff, but like all those places have problems too.
I'm too pessimistic to say if something happens I'm going to leave America, because the reality is, no matter where you are in the world, America can screw you over. Anywhere you want. I mean, our military is everywhere, right? So
we're not even in an active war right now. So our military budget is
$800 trillion.
Yeah,
right. So like the thing is, like, how do you know where are you going to go? If you go to Canada now, you're just as likely to be screwed by American policy, but you don't live here, so you can't vote. I don't know.
So what's your fantasy world if you were just going to escape this reality?
Oh man. I don't know. I don't think about it too much.
Okay.
I feel like the way you asked the question,
I assume that you had this entire like planned out of like what this like magical world looks like.
I mean, it's gonna be like, if you give me a minute, I come up with it.
Okay.
But I fantasy literature is my genre, so I could come up with a fantasy world. But like, you know, I'd have to say all this stuff like, you know, I just somewhere perfect with like my family or something like that and my dog. But I don't have a place ready to go. So.
So fantasy, what falls under your fantasy lit, like all time like favorites?
Okay, so I've been into fantasy literature, like, and I used to read all the D&D books. Part of why
Stranger Things is
connected
appealing.
Me.
Yeah.
I went through this phase where I went to a Bible camp and they told me those things were all bad. So I had this like.
Well, wasn't that a whole thing at one point? Where Harry Potter was like, there was like protests over Harry Potter because they're like, this, you're worshiping warlocks and witches.
Right, 100%.
Yeah.
They're fine with C.S. Lewis and J.R.R. Tolkien for some reason. Those guys get to pass, maybe because they're, you know, Catholics or something. I don't know why, but their fantasy is fine. But there's a huge line between, you know, Tolkien and J.R. J.K. Rowling. Now, obviously, J.K. Rowling has lots of people that have issues with her right now.
Now she's kind of lost some of her shine.
Maybe she's got some new evangelical supporters.
There you go.
Yeah. So I was really into it, and then we went to this camp, and I was told that it was bad. So I was like I was able to be shamed very effectively. And I was like, I came home, and some of it I burned, some of my CDs I burned, some of my stuff I gave away, some of it I sold.
How old were you?
Teenager, maybe 14 or 15.
Okay.
I was really like I really had a deeply religious phase, obviously.
Yeah.
And for me, the thing was, I found out that there was something I was good at, and that I based on what I was told, I could make a difference in the world, because I could like explain to people why they needed Jesus, and that that would be really helpful to them, and that if I did that, they wouldn't burn in hell forever and ever and ever. So that seemed like a good stakes, right? Like, it's a good important thing. And so to be really good at this thing that's really important, like, it seems like, man, you really need to do that. So then when that sort of happened, it definitely redirected where I was headed in my life. Like, prior to that, you know, lawyer, graphic designer, something like that. And then all of a sudden I'm going to be a pastor. When I said I was going to be a pastor, most of the people in my life started scratching their head, because that wasn't their first idea of the personality that I had. Like, oh, he's no. So, okay. But people came around it eventually.
That is really interesting. As far as being a creative, I would imagine, because right. now what you do is a very creative, artistic field. But yet, since you were in such a religious family, were they excited?
My mom was excited. For her, me being a pastor was like, she won her family. Like, the whatever the competition her siblings were having, she won, because her son is a pastor. And that's like, she drops that and like, oh yeah, well, your child's an engineer. Yeah, that's cool. I have an engineer and a pastor, right? And like, but then when I became a pariah to her family, because I'm no longer conservative Republican Christian in the way that they want me to be, right? Then all that glory that she got has been returned tenfold in shame. So I'm spoken of in hushed whispers and prayer circles. So, you know, as it goes.
All right. Well, I want to pivot into what your life is now and talk about weddings and photography and tips you have for someone like me who is getting married and how to look super hot on their wedding day.
Right.
All right. Well,
you're getting married. The people on your show, they know how many days it is till you're married?
22.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
I didn't know if you were keeping a ticker or something.
Yeah. Well, I do the countdown. All right. When we come back, As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.